Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something pretty fundamental, but often, let's face it, a bit complex. Financial instruments.
That's right. It's a huge area.
Yeah, and our mission is to unpack the accounting rules around them, specifically focusing on IFRS 9. That's the big global standard.
The main one everyone's using now, pretty much.
Exactly. We've got this great visual overview as our guide, kind of a roadmap. And honestly, understanding these rules is just essential if you want to really get a company's financial health. So let's dig in.
Okay.
So our roadmap starts, logically enough, with the introduction. It points right away to the, well, the complexity of financial instruments and why we need these IFRS accounting standards.
It really does set the stage. And IFRS 9, you know, it emerged as the key standard here. The whole idea was to bring some clarity, define the application and scope.
Clarity seems like a good goal there.
Definitely. Because what's fascinating is trying to standardize something that's just so diverse across different markets globally. Think about the sheer range, from simple IOUs to really complex derivatives.
All right, it's a huge spectrum. Okay, moving on, we hit presentation under IAS 32. This feels pretty important how things actually show up on the balance sheet.
Absolutely critical.
So for someone trying to analyze a company, what's the big deal about distinguishing liabilities versus equity, especially with things like compound instruments, convertible bonds, that sort of thing?
Well, that distinction defined by IAS 32 is foundational. It's not just ticking a box. It really affects things like solvency ratios, debt agreements, how leveraged a company looks. Those convertible bonds you mentioned. Whether you split out that equity part separately, that can seriously change the picture of a company's debt load. And investors, you know, they watch that like a hawk to gauge risk and borrowing capacity.
Makes sense. Judgment calls with real dollar impacts then.
Precisely. It's where the accounting meets the real world analysis.
Okay, so once we know how to present them, we dive into IFRS 9 proper, financial assets and financial liabilities. And both seem to start with initial recognition and measurement. Sounds like step one.
They are absolutely the critical first steps. Initial recognition is about when you put the instrument on your books. Measurement is how you value it at that point.
And that first value matters a lot.
Hugely. Because that initial choice, fair value, amortized cost, whatever it is, dictates how all the later changes in value get reported. You know, we connect this to the bigger picture. These choices really shape how volatile or smooth a company's earnings might look down the line.
Got it. So you get it on the books, measure it, then eventually it might need to come off the books.
Yeah.
That's derecognition, right?
Exactly.
What does it actually mean to derecognize an asset or liability? And is it always straightforward?
Well, derecognition means taking it off the balance sheet, usually because the company doesn't have the rights or obligations anymore. Sounds
simple. Snow.
But it can get tricky. A company might, say, package up loans and sell them securitization. But if they still hold on to significant risks or rewards from those loans, IFRS 9 might say, hold on, you can't fully derecognize that yet.
So the asset might still effectively be theirs, liability-wise.
In essence, yes. They might still be on the hook, even after the transaction looks complete on the surface. Analysts definitely look closely at that.
Okay, beyond just on and off the balance sheet, there's this really vital forward-looking piece, impairment. Why is this concept, especially the loss allowance for things like trade receivables, such a big deal now?
Oh, impairment under IFRS 9 was a seismic shift. We moved from an old incurred loss model, wait till something goes bad, to a forward-looking expected credit loss, or ECL model.
Expected loss. Sounds predictive.
It is. Companies now have to estimate and provision for credit losses they expect to happen in the future, even before a customer actually defaults on a receivable.
Wow, that sounds like it needs a crystal ball.
Almost. It needs sophisticated models, economic forecasts, a lot of management judgment. And that raises an important question, right? How reliable are those future guesses? It adds subjectivity, but the goal is a more realistic, timely view of credit risk.
More realistic, but maybe harder to compare apples to apples sometimes.
That's the trade-off, potentially. Which brings us nicely to the final piece.
Which is disclosure under IFRS 7. So after all this accounting, why is just telling people about it, the assets and liabilities, gains and losses, so vital?
Because IFRS 7 is all about transparency. It forces companies to give stakeholders the story behind the numbers. You get details on their exposure to different financial risks, credit, liquidity, market risk, and how they're managing it.
So the notes to the accounts become really important here.
Absolutely crucial. The assumptions behind valuations, hedging details, that's where you find the real insight into a company's financial strength and strategy with these instruments. It gives context.
What a journey. Okay, so we've gone from spotting a financial instrument, getting it on the books, valuing it, figuring out potential future losses, taking it off again, and finally telling everyone clearly what happened. It's quite the comprehensive framework.
It really is. And understanding it, even at this level, genuinely empowers you. You can look at financial news or reports more critically, see past just the headline numbers to the accounting choices shaping them. It builds that deeper financial literacy.
Definitely food for thought. So we'll leave you with this. How might these sometimes subtle rules for financial instruments actually shape your own view of market stability, or perhaps even point you towards hidden risks or opportunities in investments? Something to think about.